Congratulations, you've made it to the end of the course. I'm always amped at the end because I know some of you have gone through these lessons and it's just going to be an enormous life change. When I learned about this stuff, it was an enormous life change. And so Tim and I always like to end our courses backing all the way up and looking at what you just did so that we can talk about how it's going to help you going forward. One of the big things that comes to mind for me, Tim, is just the book is just the start. Like if you went through all this course in a day, you're probably going to feel exhausted. But if you start acting on this stuff and releasing a book, two books, three books, four books, man, that's just the beginning. So let's start there and talk about what happens now, and then maybe back up and we'll go into some takeaways from the course that are real game changers.
Yeah, Todd, it's been a pretty long journey. I mean, before we sort of did this course, I had a rough idea with Amazon, but now I'm thinking back that there is just a lot in there for writers that I think has been missed, partly because of bad advertising, partly because of publishers sort of blurring the lines and not making this stuff clear, partly because Amazon is a 20-year-old platform that's hard to navigate, that's not straightforward. So I'm sitting here going, everything is there. What I am personally going to do is, as I do each of these steps, I'm actually going to go back and watch the video for each of those parts, and I would recommend all of the students do that as well. So when you upload your book, just go back there, because you might find that as you watch Todd do it, that you've missed a step and you didn't realize. So that's how I'm thinking about next steps after the course, Todd.
Nice. It's interesting. So let's go all the way back to the beginning because this got thick. Like this course, we started building it, and even once you and I started recording it, we're like, ah, we gotta add this. We gotta add the piece about book descriptions because you need it. We gotta add the part about ad maintenance because you need it. There's a lot in here. Let's go back to the very beginning and think about, okay, just writing a book. There was a time at the beginning of this course where you thought that was a huge thing. Are you still intimidated? What has changed your mind about books and how can everyone watching this keep in the right mindset about writing a book going
Yeah, that
forward?
definitely has changed, Todd. I used to think of it as like this one new project that, was going to be my life's work and it might end up on someone's coffee table. And now I think the catchphrase that's in my head is like, a book is just a slightly longer blog post. And what we do with blog posts is that we know we're never going to get it exactly right. And so the trick is to release many of them so that eventually one of them pops for whatever reason. And I think here I always had in my mind that maybe I would have one book on Amazon and that was probably the most. Now, after doing this course, I am thinking that the way to make this work is to have four or five, but to have them shorter. And the reference that I'm using, Todd, is James Altucher. So James is a very famous writer and everyone can see where he is now, but what they didn't see was what he was back in, say, the early 2000s, around like September 11, 2001, around that time. He was publishing books on Amazon and they were absolutely terrible. And they were just random books about topics that he was interested in. And now you look at his books and they're all like, every one of them is a bestseller. He's got this amazing podcast that everyone knows. And so what you see is if you stick at this process for long enough, actually you get better at doing it, your books get better, and eventually you find whatever the audience is that makes sense for your writing. But this idea of just do one book, forget about it, which is, I think, the old approach, I'm going to be ditching that from now on.
Nice. I've got two stories immediately come to mind, kind of on both sides of that spectrum. One is a friend I knew who released a nonfiction book about serial killers. And they had all the marketing, they had all this big push going towards it. And she released it on September 10th, 2001. And the next day in America, and I think everywhere else, the world kind of stopped. Nobody cared about books because you had planes flying into buildings. If she had put her whole career into that book, imagine, not only is she devastated by what's happening in the world, but also you kind of have this mindset of like, that's it. And so for me, it's not necessarily if you write one book, you have to write 20. But if you start from there and you go, hey, you know what? I'm in this for life. I'm a writer. I'm going to make some books. And 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 books becomes like a normal kind of mindset for you, or an easy to reach idea. It changes your whole game. The second thing I'm thinking about is a fiction author whose name escapes me, but she wrote a book called We Were Liars. It's a fiction book. It's really well written. It became a New York Times bestseller. Tim, that was her 9th book. Every other book before that, not a bestseller. And then she got to the one that was a game changer for her entire career. So I think that's what I think about when it comes to the mindset of books. You do treat it like a blog post. And you go, yep, I'm going to write this one. And then I'm going to write another one. And then I'm going to write another one. Let's look at the money side of things. Because another concern with people is like, books, a lot of time, and you never make money. There's no way to consistently sell or market. Like, I don't get that. Has that perception kind of changed for you? What have we, when we look at the middle of the course, the marketing description ads sort of stuff, what are you pulling from that and taking forward from this point?
Yeah, Todd, I think with the marketing side, yeah, I did always assume that I would have to have a whole bunch of followers and have an email list. And I know people that have those things, and even then they struggle to sell a book. And what's been the big paradigm shift for me is that, you know, just sharing your book with friends and family and social media followers is not going to be enough. In fact, it's a bit of a lame strategy now that I've done this course. I just didn't understand the potential of Amazon ads. I didn't realize that you could unlock basically for free the massive audience that's going to Amazon every day and buying books. And so, I mean, you have to do that. That has to be one of the things that you do. And now what I see is that's probably going to be the main money earner from these books. So, Todd, I mean, I just didn't know that. I've played with ads on other platforms, and 9 times out of 10, they've been a waste of time or they've drained my bank account. Now I've got a strategy that you've kind of taught us here with the 30 cents a click, you know, follow your template, use the keywords that Amazon gives you. There's a little hack there around categories, like just doing a tiny bit of research to be in a small category, to work your way up to be a bestseller in that category. You know, and you start to layer some of these techniques, and all of a sudden, it feels like it's actually very doable to make money from an Amazon book when you do that.
Yeah, it's marketing is just it's multiplication. You know, you have a good cover, and then you have a good book description, and then you have the right categories. You breezed over that, but that's a huge thing. There are 16,000 categories on Amazon. Do you want to like go toe to toe with Tony Robbins and Malcolm Gladwell, or do you want to write to the market of these specific people in the smaller categories? That can mean the difference between life and death in your book, because the ultimate goal is to put yourself in a place where Amazon is doing the work for you, where Amazon is selling the books for you. Will that ever happen 100%? Can you just like take your foot off the gas and snooze? Maybe. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm certainly seeing the benefits of a little effort on my part leads to more juice from Amazon, more help from Amazon, more sales from Amazon. And the more you can run those ads and be in the right categories and be in the right place at the right time, the better it gets. And I think that Amazon ads are maybe the single most underrated tactic for writers, not only to generate revenue, to make sales, but to get discovered. And if you're looking at a world where you can set up a structure that you have a book that you've already written, so you're not writing new content every day, and then you put this machine behind it where you're making sales and you're getting discovered at the same time. To me, Tim, it's just honestly kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's just not obvious, Todd. I mean, I didn't even know that those books were even ads, as we said earlier. So, you know, and a lot of us doing this course, we're not digital marketers. We don't want to be digital marketers. We don't want to be playing around in dashboards and sort of optimizing ads every day.
Right.
And now what I feel is that I've got a template in the videos that I can kind of follow that's pretty self-explanatory. And then I've got a level 2, a more advanced level, if I want to go that far. So that's a huge win, I think, from the course.
Yep, absolutely. There are levels to it, and there are levels to everything. One level that I'm thinking about going forward is using the book to achieve other things in your life. So Tim, you and Nicholas Cole are big buddies. He has a great book. I think it's called The Art and Business of Online Writing or something like that. But he says in the beginning of the book or to you, he's like, I'm not trying to make any money off the book at all. And that was kind of mind-blowing for both of us. And so let's kind of wrap it up here. Let's finish it with what does a book do for other areas of your career? Like how can someone watching this right now use the book to get better, get bigger, get richer maybe in other areas of their life?
Yeah, so I think I'll start with the thing that it doesn't do. And I've seen a lot of hypers on the internet that say, if you have a book, it makes you an expert. I think that's nonsense. That's like saying if you have a blog post on your website, you're an expert. I mean, that's the personal branding sort of nonsense that I just don't think is true in reality. So that won't happen. But what a book can do in Nicholas Cole's case is he has an online course that shows people how to do the thing that he's teaching in his books. And so it's not that he doesn't want to make any money, but that's not his focus. He's happy to sell a book at $4.99 or a low price point just to get people to buy it. And then it's subtly throughout the book, it kind of leads up to if you want to go to the next step, you can join this course. Now, again, not everyone that's doing this wants to sell a non-fiction book or wants to sell courses, but it could be used to pitch a publisher later on. It could be used for selling coaching services. It could even just be something simple like just marketing the business that you own. Maybe you own a fruit shop and writing a book about fruit shops means that, people are going to Google you and go, wow, he's got a fruit shop. Okay, I didn't know that. These things sound silly, but if they're done subtly, they work. Where people stuff up is I've gone the opposite way. And I told you this story before. I bought a book. I think I paid about $10. And I'm trying to think what it was about. I think it was a digital marketing book. And I got to the end of it. And basically, the entire book was just a setup for like a $1,000 plus product. And I felt ripped
Oh,
off by the time I got to the end of this book because they didn't actually tell me how to do the thing that they were teaching. They just basically sprinkled like what could happen, and then
please.
I had to pay $1,000 to actually get the answer. And the whole way through, they kept linking back to their website, like go here to see this and go here to see that. So that's
Of
when you go
course.
too far. The smart way is that, you probably link to whatever the next step is, maybe at the end of the book, and you subtly mention it. But if every second paragraph has got a link to your website, that's too far. And people are going to go, hang on, this is just a brochure. This isn't a book. So, yeah, there's wrong ways to do it, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. I think going back, you look at books and you go, yep, they can be easy to write. Yep, they can be easy to sell. Yep, they can make the most of my career. What you just hit on was the book needs to be good in itself, right? If you're trying to use the book as just a glorified ad or a glorified business card, not going to be impactful. But if you do the Nicholas Cole route, if you do the me route, if you do the Tim route, and you give people what they need, knowing that some people will also still want to work with you directly if you're nonfiction, again, kind of a no-brainer is to help people as much as you can through the book, knowing of course there's going to be people who want customized help. You said something in that last that made me perk my head up, peek my head up a little bit for the fiction folks who happen to still be on board, who happen to be watching. Going to a publisher and saying, I have already sold XYZ books, huge deal, powerful deal. Andy Weir, who wrote The Martian, started as a blogger. E.L. James, who got a movie deal for 50 Shades of Grey, started writing fan fiction, sold so many copies that, of course, she got a publishing deal. To me, all roads lead back to taking control yourself. Neither Tim nor I are about waiting to be picked. We're about figuring out how to make it happen. And that's the big focus of everything we do, and this course for sure. Tim, any final thoughts? Let's wrap this and get people back to writing their books.
Correct. Just one final thought, Todd, would be the question I'm always asking myself, which is, I've got readers reading my stuff, and that's great, but what can I do for the super fans? So there's always going to be a percentage of the people that read that book or read your blog post or read your fiction online that already identify themselves as super fan and want to be around every single thing that you do. And what are you doing for those people? And the answer for a lot of writers is absolutely zero. There's nothing that they give those people that is different to a standard reader that just buys a book. So for me, there's always something special for those people that want it. And I'm actually working on a few things at the moment that is just for the, if you want to hear from Tim every day, that's okay. That's cool. Here's an option for you. So when you're writing a book, think about it. Like, what can a super fan get that's different to a reader? I think that's probably the final thought.
Nice. I love that. Thank you so much for going through the course, for watching this video. I can't tell you how much it means to both Tim and myself. We want to help people. We want to make you empowered to make your own money and figure out how to make your career work. And so for any part of that, the time, the attention you've spent, we definitely appreciate it. Hang around in the community, because the magic happens there, the relationships happen there, and the course really in that way never ends, because you've got the ongoing conversation in that community. Until next time, you've got all the lessons for your reference, and Tim and I will see you real soon.